Blog Talk Radio.
When you think about untenable, you think about maybe
not able to be defended with, you know, maybe a criminal or something, can't be defended. So they're untenable or not able to be occupied. It's I don't know if you guys ever watched the show called Hoarders, Buried Alive, whatever that is, hoarders, people that are hoarders that keep all this junk and things like that in their house. Well, those places are not able to be occupied, and they're called untenable, okay, untenable. And so untenable is an adjective, and if you guys would grab a hold of that word, put it in your vocabulary. That is a good one. You can use that a whole lot, okay? A whole lot. So, anyway, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, I'm going to use a little bit of this time, let's see, to today. The weather, we're at 48 degrees right now in the ATL, and we're looking at a low of 27 tonight. So it's going to be cold tonight. Now, tomorrow, we're looking at a high of 64, which tomorrow's going to be warmer than it was today. Today was nice. Today was nice. When I got off work, it was pretty nice out. Now, tomorrow's going to be even nicer at 64 degrees. On tomorrow with sunny skies, no chance of rain. And then on Sunday, we're looking at a high of 48 with a slight chance of rain, okay? And someone was saying that that there was a chance of snow or whatever on next week, but I don't see that in the forecast at all, and I'm all the way up to next Tuesday, okay? So I don't see any snow or anything in the forecast, at least up to next Tuesday, all right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show, and you guys, today is your day, Free for All Friday. All lines are open for your topics, whatever you'd like to talk about, okay? And if I don't hear from anyone, I'm going to talk about whatever I want to talk about, okay? And, you know, in the past shows I did this week, is it okay for a married man to have a lock code on his cell phone? And I said, yes, it is okay. I have a lock code on my phone. I'm married. It's okay with my wife, right? She knows the code. Well, at least I think she knows the code, okay? And so, but that's a privacy thing. That's a security thing. I mean, you don't want anyone getting a hold of your phone and going all through your phone, that your addresses and numbers and pertinent information, because your phone is like a file cabinet. You know, and you keep all this stuff in your phone, And it also gives you access to the internet on the go. It's crazy, but that's the way it works. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today I was going through through Facebook, okay? I don't get on Facebook a whole lot. I promote the show through Facebook, but I don't get on to Facebook a whole lot. But today I was on there, and hey guys, please hold for me for just a moment, okay?
Remember
Thank you guys for holding on. I had an important phone call I wanted to pick up right there, and everything worked out. Anyway, so I was saying that I don't do Facebook a lot, but I was looking through Facebook, and I came across a video, and I guess it's gone viral. That had this nanny, okay? It was a nanny. And the parents of the toddler had set up a camera at the house, a hidden camera they set up at the house to see exactly what was going on their kid, right? So, and they showed the camera. They showed, you know, part of the camera on there, and it was very, very shocking, okay, what they discovered. And I'm going to kind of give you a brief. I'm going to see if I can paint this picture for you, okay? The camera, they had like a floor model television, okay, sitting on the other side of the room, and it looked like the camera was on, if you're facing the floor model TV, the camera was on the left side of the TV, somewhere over there, pointing towards the sofa that was facing the TV, okay? And I guess he spent a lot of time in this room, maybe the den of the house or the family room of the house. So the nanny was sitting on the couch. The toddler was sitting on the couch right next to the nanny, and the nanny had a plate of food in her hand, and she was feeding the toddler, right? And I guess the toddler didn't want she was feeding her. So she gave her some, you know, food, and she was saying, swallow it, swallow it. And she just, pow, smacked her in the face real hard. And the little toddler, she didn't cry at that time. She looked like she was about to cry, okay? So she started trying to feed her again. She fed her something else, and the toddler spit it out. On the floor, okay, and then, and this is a hard surface floor. It's like cement tiles or something on the floor, okay, and so the toddler spit it out. So next thing you know. The video kind of flipped so you can see that it maybe went forward. And now at this time, the nanny had a plate of food for herself. So she was eating. She was eating. And the toddler was sitting at the edge of the couch, on the edge of the couch, watching TV. Something was on. It sounded like maybe some type of Mickey Mouse or something. I could hear, that kind of stuff. So maybe some type of Mickey Mouse. So the toddler was sitting on the edge of the sofa watching TV. Then all of a sudden, the toddler threw up, spit up, vomited on the floor. Rawr, on the floor. The nanny jumped up, stood there and looked at the toddler. And then when she finished throwing up, the nanny grabbed her and slung her down, and, I mean, slammed her down on the floor, face first, belly first, on the floor. The toddler started screaming, okay? She started screaming. And so, you know, because I know she fell face, you know, she fell flat. Flat. You know, face first. I don't have no idea who that is calling me. She fell face first on the floor. You know, I'm like, man, she might have knocked out some teeth or something, right? So the baby was just, the toddler was just laying there on the floor, face down, crying. And the lady got up. I mean, she was standing up already. And she got something looked like a toy guitar or something, and just started spanking the baby on the butt. Didn't look like the baby had on any underwear, just a little, like, a little short dress. Her butt was out. The toddler's butt was out. So the nanny, while she was laying there on the floor, face first, crying her guts out, the nanny had a, looked like a toy guitar. And she was just wailing on her. Pow, 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 pow. On the butt. Right on the butt. And she was just screaming. I mean, like 6 or 7 times. And then she threw the guitar back onto the couch. And then she came over to the toddler while she was laying on the floor screaming. Stepped on the baby's butt. And just started squishing her like she was trying to push, you know, mash her so she could throw up some more. And she did it 2 or 3 times, mashing her like that. And she was just screaming. Then she kicked her a couple of times, kicked the toddler. Cow, cow. I mean, hard. And then she snatched her up and took her in another room, and you could hear some noise like bang, something banging, and the toddler was screaming louder. Ah! I don't know what she was doing to her at that point. And the video stopped. Man, now some comments under the video said that they heard that this lady was in jail. That's right. Okay. And another comment said that they heard that the dad caught up with the nanny and beat the crap out of her. See, that would have been me. Okay, that would have been me. I would have caught up with her. I don't care what the consequences are. I would have caught up with her and beat the crap out of her. I would have caught up with her and let her know what it's like to be slammed on the floor like that, to be kicked and stomped. You know, that's your baby. She may never forget that. She may have scarred that baby for life. If she can't deal with a toddler, she shouldn't be a nanny. She shouldn't take on a nanny's job. Man, that blew me to pieces watching that. It's hard to watch. You know, so, I was floored to see that. I was also angry because how could that happen to a kid like that? I mean, I know how it could happen, but I'm saying, why? How does it have to happen? How do people have to mistreat kids like that? Okay, the kid didn't want what you were feeding her. Stop feeding it to her. If it's snack time or whatever, find something that she likes. Can't handle them. And the little girl seemed like she was sitting there fine watching TV. Sit there and let her watch TV. Go do nanny duties. But because you were feeding her this crap, obviously, and she threw it up, you lost your mind. You lost your cool. Turns out you got your ass whooped by her dad. And you would have got it whooped by me, too, if I was her dad. Man, that blew me apart. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, Free Fall Friday, guys, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, next week, we're going to have a topic next week titled, If Your Sister, which is, I'm talking from a female's, if your sister was sleeping with your best friend's husband, would you tell your best friend? Okay, I don't know if I'll talk about that next week, okay? Another subject we're going to talk about is it inappropriate for a single woman to catch a ride to work with a married man? Is it inappropriate for a single woman to catch a ride to work with a married man? Okay? So that's going to be another topic I do next week, and another one is going to be if your wife confessed to you that she had an affair and asked you to come clean, would you? Come clean about what? She's the one who had the affair, not me. What do I need to come clean about? Huh? What do I need to come clean about? Come clean about those were my dirty underwear in the floor in the bathroom. What do I need to come clean about? She's the one who confessed that she was having an affair. Not me. She's the one coming clean. Right? So those are some of the topics I'm going to discuss next week. And 6:30 p.m. if you guys are tuning in next week to the show, that's what we'll be talking about. Now, another thing, guys, I promote the show daily on Facebook, Twitter, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. If you are on the show page at Blog Talk Radio online, you should see an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. Okay, and also, if you're not on my call list for text messages about the show, you can get on our group text. If you just send a message to the show saying that you want to be a part of the group text and send me your number, I guarantee you, I promise you, we will not use your number for anything other than getting involved in the group text. Okay? Throw that out there. And I also promote the show on Facebook and Twitter. On Facebook, you can follow the show at The Frank Williams Show. Facebook, you can search for The Frank Williams Show. It should come up there. Go ahead and click on that and set it up as a friend of yours, and we'll confirm it, and voila, you'll be a part of the show. And daily, when I send out show notes, it goes through Facebook, so you'll see it on your Facebook page or on your, I don't know what you call it, when you scroll through all these different posts, I guess you'll see it posted somewhere in there. And I know most of you guys have Facebook apps or whatever that where Facebook comes directly to your cell phone, and whenever you get a new post or whatever, it notifies you. So do that for me, guys. Okay, do that for me. Excuse me there. I had to yawn. I also promote the show on Twitter. We're on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. Either one of those ways will work as far as being able to stay up on the show notes and what's happening with the show. All right? I got about 2 minutes left in the show, guys. Are we going to close it out right now? And it's Friday. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. I hope you guys have maybe put something together for your wife or your significant other. And again, I talked about this last week on the show. Valentine's Day is not just about the ladies, okay? Valentine's Day is not only for the ladies. It's also for the men. So take care of your men, ladies. Please, take care of them. Somehow, some way. You can get them a small token of this, small token of that. It doesn't really matter, okay? Just get them something, okay? Let them know that they are appreciated. We like that, all right? So, again, guys, have a great weekend. It should be nice tomorrow. A little cool on Sunday with a chance of rain, but I think that things will be good on tomorrow for sure. Have a safe weekend, guys. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you Monday, 6:30 p.m. I'm over, and I'm out.